Here's Lori in Detroit. Lori, you're next. It's Open Line Friday. Great to have you with us.
Hi, Rush.
Hi.
Rush, I'm in full panic mode here.
Why?
I've heard three times today a disclaimer on 760 WJR Detroit. The views and opinions of WJR 760, blah, 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 blah. What's going on? What's going on here? Are they trying to take you off 760? And if they do, I'll never listen again.
Well, no, no. If they are, it won't happen until after next Thursday because I've got a personal appearance there at the Novi Center that's sold out. So they're not going to do that.
It's censorship.
No, they're not censoring anything. They're just saying in their disclaimer that whatever I say, they don't agree with.
Why all of a sudden? I've been listening for 2 years. I'm the one who called about the gas rebates, and I've been listening for 2 years. I've been converted to conservative views, so I've been listening to you. And if I don't get my Rush, I will be cranky.
You will. You will get your Rush. You might be cranky, but you will get your Rush.
Oh, Rush, I hope so.
Don't worry about this. I don't know what's behind this, but
something's going on. Though.
This happened when the program first started. When the program first started back in 1988, we started 56 little radio stations and WABC in New York, and it just grew rapidly. And, you know, it was controversial in its day. And so I did the disclaimer myself as a means of protecting the radio station. The views, mm-hmm. Views expressed by the host of this show and not necessarily those staff, management, nor sponsors of this station. And nobody's felt the need to disclaim the show until recently when WJR started today. We got a phone call earlier from a guy who couldn't go on the air but said he had heard it like you did. But beyond that, I don't know what it's about. But don't sweat it. Everything's cool.
If I can't get my Rush weekly, I will be a mess.
You will get it. I mean, if the worst possible thing happened, you'd still be able to get it on the internet.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, there's always an answer, and there will always be Rush.
Okay, we love you, Rush.
Always, and I love you, too. Thank you so much.
Bye.
I appreciate your concern, but please do not be worried about this. Everything's fine. As long as they make it known up there that whatever I say they don't agree with, then everything will be cool. And nothing will happen. Here's Ron in Parkland, Florida. Nice to have you on the EIB Network. Hello.